Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo, and I'm going to be speaking today about harmonizing your masculine and feminine energies. This isn't something I've really heard many other doctors talk about at all, as it applies to health. That either as a woman or as a man or as any other gender or sexuality you may consider yourself, that we all embody masculine and feminine energies to whatever degree. Whatever degree is the balance that's our innate nature, the balance that's right for us. And there are so many ways that we get in suppression of these energies, either suppressing our masculine, like the authentic expression of like what we're really here to be and do, and then we make it this contrived version of like, I should do this, or I should be acting like that, or getting really hardened, or suppressing the feminine, not allowing the full expression of receptivity, awareness, flow, allowing, inviting, and really tapping into our deepest powers. So whether it's the masculine energies or the feminine energies that you're suppressing, you will definitely feel it in your body. And in this episode of Mind Body TV, I'd like to invite you to allow more of the innate intrinsic expression of who you really are through like releasing whatever patterns have you in suppression. And sometimes it's kind of scary to let these energies flow and let them out and let them just be as you really are, but it always is what creates more health, more abundance, more joy, more fluidity, more of all the things that make us fully alive. So welcome to everyone who is joining live. Hello, Nicole, Katie, Joanne, Jimbo, hi Kim and community, hi to Jen and Rachel, and I want to say hello to everybody who is listening to the recording. I know there are a lot of people who will be listening to this later on YouTube or in the Mind Body community and Facebook. So I'd love to hear what some of your challenges have been specifically with so cyclic energies, feminine energies get suppressed. It can create PMS. Painful periods, painful intercourse, mood swings, even just physical illness where you feel so completely depleted and like fatigued and burnt out, and so irritability and things like that. Or with masculine imbalance, like you're suppressing that, you're overworking, so like pushing and driving. Or in your relationships, you feel like I'm always the one doing everything for everyone else, not really being receptive. We're mostly going to talk about the feminine energy, because for both men and women, this is often the most suppressed. And we'll do a little bit of an integration so that you can harmonize these energies within you. So, okay, great. Katrin, hello. Katrina says, hi from Spain. I love this topic. I was thinking about it a lot recently. Yeah, share what you were thinking about too. And hi to Jessica. All right, so everyone who's here, and I love hearing where people are from. That's always so exciting because we have such a global community here. But what kind of experiences have you had with this? And specifically for women, when you first got your period, or for everyone, when you had your first discussion about sexuality, these are often the things that set up the template for how we experience our masculine and feminine energies. Sexual energies are almost like universally suppressed. And that is not what needs to be the case. It feels, a lot of people will feel like it's unsafe. Like if I'm connecting with my sexual energy, somehow I'm inviting sexual experiences with people I don't want. And that is completely untrue. We can be connected with our sensuality and even with sexuality and just energize our body and feel love. And you can bring that in so many realms of your life. Where you may have previously thought, well, that's inappropriate. I gotta shut it down over here. Doesn't mean you're like reaching out and flirting with everyone in inappropriate ways, like in professional situations or anything like that. It just means that you're willing to be fully connected with who you are and what you feel in your body all the time. I've had really great comments from those of you participating in the Liquid Dance program, which is all about sensual movement and expression. And I've shared that even if we're not physically able to move our body, if there's pain and there's fatigue or there's physical limitation, that just feeling these energies and inviting them to move and becoming more sensual allows you to become more alive. A lot of women, so specifically with our period, and PMS, mood swings, even migraines, there's so much suppression of our feminine energy and our cyclic nature that there isn't, like it's a miserable experience to just have your period every month. There's more women that have uncomfortable periods than have comfortable periods. And so this is really a sign of this underlying suppression. So I'd love to hear from some of you about what that's been like, if anything. I know my first experience with hearing about my period was my sister coming in the room, she's older than me, telling me, "Mom told me not to tell you this, but," and then filled me in on the whole spiel that my mom had given her. And I felt so brokenhearted that, like, wow, my mom had this intimate moment with my sister and not with me. But the part that was so hard was she told my sister, "Don't tell Kim." And then my mom never actually even had a conversation with me. And later, like maybe 30 years later, she made the comment, "Oh, well, I figured she'd tell you anyway." And I was like, wow, that's the way to do it. And for so many of us, that's the culture we've been in, is like, just don't talk about it at all. I had a conversation with a woman yesterday and I was sharing about how my daughter, she's 7, is asking a lot of questions about her sexuality, about her sexual anatomy, and about where babies come from, and like really, really wanting to be specific. And so I've always let her lead. Like if she's asking, she's ready to know something about it. And so I'll answer her questions like to the depth of where she's asking, and she kept asking more and more. So I just really let her lead and shared, you know, about sexuality and about her body. And a friend of mine said, "Yeah, I spoke to a woman the other day whose child is asking, who kept saying, 'I'm not going to tell her that. I'm not going to tell her that.'" And it's like, wow. And she said, "Yeah, and we had this idea, like, you know, you're not supposed to talk about that until a later age. And you got to let all those ideas go, because it really has caused a lot of problems in our society that there hasn't been an open conversation about this, as if there's a wrongness or something inappropriate or something shameful." So even if you didn't get the overt message that your sexuality is shameful and wrong, which I certainly did being raised in a Catholic environment, or you didn't get the direct message that your body and your sexual function is, you know, not to be named and not to be talked about, you're still getting the underlying message that it's implied to some degree. And so this is really to let yourself release those ideas you've had about yourself and your feminine, masculine energies, your sexual energies, so that there's a free flow of energy, healthy, living vibrance throughout your body. A lot of people are suffering right now physically with autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and so much tension in their body that there's pain everywhere that are directly related to this. Rachel says, "I don't understand why, since I began with this mind-body work, my PMS in general has been so much better, and periods are regular now too, but the crying and becoming emotional has gotten so much worse." Okay, this is very, you're moving in the right direction. So physically, your body is coming into a rebalancing as you're releasing emotions. So I would invite you to let go of the idea that that means it's worse. You're actually connecting with these underlying energies, becoming aware of them and crying, so you're expressing them. That's why your physical body is getting more balanced. So that's what's right about this. You maybe weren't getting. This is not about, "Oh, I'm getting worse." These energies were always there. They were just suppressed. So you were demonstrating physical dysfunction because of the suppressed emotions. She says, I try to avoid doing things or interacting with people now for fear I'll burst into tears. It's hard to allow this. It feels stuck. How do you move beyond it? I would just start by allowing yourself to celebrate it. Like, I'm super cheery these days, and that's where I'm at. And do you have space for that? Because if you don't, maybe we'll have lunch in a couple months. And, you know, there's got to be people in your life who are going to actually welcome that. I had an awesome conversation with one of my best friends this morning, and it was all of the above. And she said, one of the things I love so much about you is that you're willing to celebrate all of it, not just these things that you think are good or the things, you know, that people will celebrate you for, but you're willing to stand in all of it and be seen. And so wouldn't it serve you to cultivate relationships that are a reflection of that? And, you know, why avoid people when maybe they would benefit from that too? Like, wow, I'm just really raw right now. There's so much coming up for me. And even hearing a song makes me teary, and there's so much energy flowing. It's amazing. And people want to be a part of that more than you might think. Okay, Katrina says, I was so hard pushing, doing, and achieving all my life. I always found it hard to receive gentleness and love and even hug someone. And now, huge part of my symptoms and crazy mood swings, sleep issues, body tension has become much harder during ovulation and just before my period. My period is like a relief until the next ovulation. And just now, feminine cyclic energy concept came to mind. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the masculine and feminine energies. So the masculine energy is the, if you learn in yoga, like yin and yang, the outer, the seen, the doing, and also our intuitive, like being willing to be strong and yes, this is what I know and I'm gonna choose that and go forward. Intuitive is also inner, so it tends to be thought of as feminine, but the willingness to follow my intuition, the willingness to know what I know, the willingness to take action and be that and choose that is like asserting ourselves in the world. If you think of the masculine and the penis and ejaculation, it's like penetrating the world. Here I am, and I'm gonna have this impact and let this flow forward and come into the physical world. So action and doing. And then the feminine, also sexuality, the vaginal vault is receptive. It's the inner, it's the dark, moist, wet, the thing that is like earthy. And so then there's all this wrongness around it being like wrong and dirty and shameful that we've overlaid on this magical part of us. But the feminine is the inner, the receptive, the unseen, and the unknown. So where the mind might say, oh, well, I know this, this, and this, and this is how I should do it, your feminine will tap into awareness that goes beyond what you already know and allow you to tap your wisdom. So the stillness, as opposed to the doing, can be really scary. In a culture where we're taught that our value lies in what we do and what we achieve and the seen, it can be really scary to just reside in the stillness. It's like, well, this is worthless. What am I doing here? But that is where so much potency exists for us to energize our life, for us to heal, for us to create. So the feminine is cyclic, always changing. The masculine is steady, kind of the same. If you think of sun and the moon, sun is bright and shiny and full every day, and the moon every day is a different moon. Is it a full moon? Is it a half moon? Wait, what is this crazy moon? Why is it always, can't it just make up its mind? And so if you judge your femininity and you judge your cyclic nature, it's gonna create a lot of suppression. And so Katrina is talking about the receiving gentleness, tenderness, softness, receptivity, that's all part of the feminine nature. So when that's suppressed, like she's saying, mood swings, sleep disturbance, we can't go into stillness. Body cannot heal when that is not in harmony. Okay, so let's look at these things. Isabel from Quebec. Randy, I've been exploring this topic for a while. It's come up, but I'm still really struggling with finding balance. I get all these creative ideas that feel like flow and in my sensuality, but I struggle with implementing them in real form or finishing projects. Okay, let's look at that. So there's a lot of judgment there too that, and this comes up a lot. Let's do the harmonization soon, where we go into the stillness, but then there's this expectation, I gotta create, I gotta implement, I gotta do. And we're not actually allowing the real fluidity, because when we do get into that receptive state, it will automatically pour forth from us, just like making a baby. You know, there's receptivity, there's opening, the sperm comes in, the ovulation happens, the sperm comes in, there's the conception. But then through the whole process of making a baby, you don't need to get in your masculine to be like, I gotta achieve this baby. You let the feminine contribute to the process of that creation. And so you can let all of your creation be in that harmony. It's a natural flow that emanates from you, as opposed to the hardened, go, 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 do, do, do. So everyone just close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, and I'll invite you into this harmonization. This is really powerful. So take a few deep breaths, let your eyes close, and just relax. You can shake out your body a little and shake out your shoulders. And then bring in crystalline white light through your body. This is a metaphor to allow the body to resonate in a higher frequency. So let pure crystalline white light come and shower through you, come in through your head, down through your neck. Let it come all the way down past your shoulders to your heart. So just breathing in, relaxing. Let this light come all the way down, top of the head, through your third eye, through your throat, through your neck. Let it pour down to your heart. And then let the light come all the way down through your solar plexus, being willing to slow down. Let it come down through your core. Let it come all the way down through your pelvis. And then let the light come down through your hips, legs, and feet. Down your shoulders, arms, and hands. Good. And then just sit in that for a minute. It's really often been hard for me to sit in that when it feels like there's so much to do. But that's really just because of the conditioning that we're not honoring the feminine. We're really just honoring the outer, the seeing, the masculine. So see what magic is available to you and just be still, let everything else go, and take a moment. Let this light in. Okay, so let this light expand to the space beyond your body. Expand, expand, and clear all of the energy around you. Good. And now you're going to bring out, as if you could just like pull out from within you, this inner divine feminine, your feminine essence. So see in your mind's eye, pulling this aspect out, and you're going to clear and cleanse through that entire body of your feminine essence, your feminine energy, all the hurts and the wounds, allowing this one to be nurtured and loved and comforted. And let this one, your inner feminine, receive light, receive nurturance. And as she does, she naturally releases all those patterns and programs of the wrongness, or the trauma, or the hurt, or the heaviness. Let her receive love and compassion, being honored, being celebrated, being seen. Good. And now allow it to rebalance her cyclic nature. It's okay for me to be a cyclic, ever-changing being. It's okay for me to reside in the unknown. It's okay for me to be the essence of the unknown. I never know what's going to happen next. It's okay for me to be the essence of who I am. And just breathing, see that light come through this inner feminine. Just breathing. And let this light clear and cleanse, updating, upgrading, so that this inner feminine knows, I am worthy, I am celebrated, I am divine, I am beautiful. It's okay for me to celebrate my cyclic nature. Just breathe. Okay, and then the last part here is, it's okay for me to celebrate my ability to create. Creation True creation comes from the unknown. If I said, okay, draw a picture of a flower and make it look just like this flower. It's yellow and it has, you know, brown in the middle, and this is how many petals it has. And now you're going to recreate what I've shown. And there's something creative about it because you made your version of that flower. But if it's already been done, it's not as creative if I just say, you know, create your own flower, any kind of flower, whatever it looks like. Or if I give you complete license of like, create something and let something new that's unknown come forward. So you actually use a different process to do that, to connect in with yourself of what wants to express, what wants to come forward. So in this last part of clearing through the inner feminine, let the light come through this space, wherever you have your inner feminine, as if you just take it out, let it be cleansed and cleared with light, and then celebrate your creative nature, your cycles of creation. I am divine, I am unknown. It's okay for me to be all of who I am, exactly as I am, whatever that may be, known and unknown. So breathe through that. It's okay for me to be a cyclic being. It's okay for me to be creative. It's okay for me to be unknown. Good, so clear and cleanse through that. Take a last few deep breaths. Let the trauma that you've stored around this just release to whatever degree you're ready to release that right now, with that light of compassion coming through, aware of your pain, aware there have been wounds, aware there are things you've been told or bought into that really haven't served you. Letting all of that release and fall away as it's ready. Good. And then just bring that inner feminine back into the place where your inner feminine resides. And you do know how to do this, so be willing to just do this. And then the next piece we're gonna do is to bring out your inner masculine, the divine masculine. So closing your eyes and breathing, feel your body. And sometimes I'll feel the feminine come out on one side, the masculine come out on one side. Doesn't matter, bring out the inner masculine. See the inner masculine exactly as he is, and know that this is information for you. Good, and then clear and cleanse, bring this light through the space of your inner masculine. Areas where you've judged yourself, criticized yourself, felt inadequate. So you gotta push harder and do more. Where you've been hurt and so then learned to harden and to fight, where you learn to attack. So just letting all of that neutralize, let all of that fall away. And then bring this aspect of yourself, this inner masculine, to the highest level that is available to you, bringing light through. Your inner masculine is about strength in all the ways that are important to you. Spiritual strength, physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, resilience. So allowing this new awareness with the light to come through, but what it is to be in true strength, which is about love and compassion, honoring who I really am. Breathing through. Okay, and then the next piece with the masculine is allowing this inner masculine to honor his knowing and choose, be willing and courageous to follow his intuition. It's not, if you're a woman, it's not necessarily his, it's your masculine aspect. But letting that masculine aspect know what you know and be confident, I know who I am, it's okay to choose what's true for me. Let everything else fall away and let this light come in of trusting your intuition and acting upon it. And this is a great, some of this work taken from Nancy Risley, who has a beautiful body of work about masculine and feminine. Trusting your intuition and acting upon it. It is okay for me to trust my intuition and act upon it. It is okay for me to be pure love and have unthinkable strength in who I am. Good, so let the light come in through your inner masculine. And then just take a breath. And then bring back out that aspect of the inner feminine. And bring both of these aspects together. the masculine and the feminine, fusing them together in oneness, in love and light. And then bring this back into the space where your inner masculine and inner feminine reside. So there is harmony between these aspects of self. Take a breath, noticing what you noticed. If it was hard to bring them together, are they at war? And just, it's just information. You can practice this again and again and again and again. Noticing also, like, what does that inner feminine look like? What does the inner masculine look like? Are they worn out, depleted, feeling like, oh my God, it's just been an uphill battle? It's information for you. And then to bring light into those spaces, to let all of what's keeping that in place release and allow each of these aspects of you to come into harmony. And I'd love you to share what that was like. Katie says, my periods have been so difficult. It's made the illness I have get so much worse each time for years, and all the symptoms get worse. I felt so ungrounded and they're so much more erratic. And I've had even a hot flush, feel a bit young for that, but I wonder if they stop completely, if I'd get well. Okay, so wellness isn't about some future physical experience. It's about right now in this moment, your willingness to become aware of what's actually happening in you. Your willingness to be in compassion for what you're experiencing instead of being in resistance. Okay, I've been embracing all my symptoms around this, but it hasn't made any difference. So this is not embracing. Experiencing what you're feeling, but saying, oh no, no, this just gets worse. It's too much, it's erratic. Would they stop completely if I get well? You're still in the, this is wrong. What I'm feeling, what I'm sensing is wrong. What I'm experiencing is wrong. When it gets better, then I'll have more freedom. So this is duality, this is not embracing. So see if you'd be more willing to take in awareness and information through your sensory system right now, feeling what you're feeling. Katrina says, before all my period irregularities, I was just hiding under a pill, but always at the gyno office with one or another issue, even painful and not pleasurable sex. This is very, very common for so many women. Mary Ellen, hello. She says, thank you. Isabel, I feel my feminine. Good. And then what did you notice? Did anything come up of what that felt like, or what she looked like, how she's feeling, or what is your relationship with her? So I would invite for everyone, practice this as much as you like. It's about coming into harmony with these aspects of self and allowing yourself to be your true nature instead of these contrived ideas of what we think it means to be feminine, what we think it means to be masculine, or maybe you don't even have that definition, but you're going about life like, I've got to achieve, I've got to overcome, I've got to make it happen, especially with illness. I got to figure it out, I got to figure it out, I keep fighting. How we're taught to fight disease. Completely the most ridiculous concept. When you become aware that we are pure energy, it's unthinkable that you could ever imagine like that fighting disease is going to create anything pleasurable, joyful, healthy. It can't. So being willing to look at this, like, wait a minute, what are all the things I've bought and sold to myself about my sexuality, about my period, about what this means, this bad, people used to call it the curse. I even met a woman recently who wasn't allowed, it was her mother. Her father wouldn't let the mother go out of the house when she had her period. So it was a little time ago, but there's so much wrongness and like, oh, you're dirty and it's a bad thing. And so we carry that on. You don't have to carry that on. My husband and I are going to be doing a program together called Mind Your Body. And this is going to be a live experience for 6 weeks that we'll do through September and October. And I'm going to invite everyone to join us for that. And there are some live calls we're going to do. It's a recorded program, but we're going to be running it live together. So we'll come through the 6 weeks together and add some components about this masculine and feminine, and how when we integrate our space within our masculine and feminine energies within ourselves in harmony, it dramatically changes how we experience the relationships outside of us. So whether you're partnered or not, it's irrelevant because we're all relating with men and women outside of ourselves. And those relationships will bring up the places where you have lack of harmony in your own intercalation, in your own masculine and feminine energies. And so guiding others in this program through some of the, just getting more insight and more aware and more harmonic within ourselves will absolutely create major changes of what's going on in your life. And so the Mind Your Body course is at drkimd.com/MYB, Mind Your Body. And it's not an increased rate. We're just offering it at the regular rate, even though we're going to be doing it live together. It is a course we brought participants through. It was a $2,000 course when we first ran it. And we had the calls all recorded and the videos recorded. And so you'll have access to that. And they're really powerful integrations each week. For first is like, you are connected as a whole. How do you connect and begin activating your mind body system for healing, for manifestation, for allowing fluidity in your life? And then each of the other weeks are like an aspect of that. Like a mental detox where you're really paying attention to like, what am I putting in? Because that's what your body's going to be, like the frequency your body's going to be on. And we'll look also in the live calls at how you're relating in your masculine and feminine energies, because that has everything to do with your health and body and also everything you're creating in your life. Jen says, I've been residing in the masculine energy for so many years. Do, strong, seen. I'm letting my feminine flow now. It's unknown. I'm not used to receiving and being in stillness now that I am on my sabbatical. And what has it been like to you not to receive? Because it's also worth looking at that, like, wow, I'm actually pretty depleted, or wow, I get angry at people, or I'm irritable all the time with the people I love most. Like, what is it creating to suppress that feminine dynamic? Because it'd be surprising, like, whoa, it's showing up in my kids and their behavior, or it's showing up in my health or my periods, or anything, any area, it'll show up somewhere. So thank you for sharing that. For me, it has been really, really hard to prioritize my commitment to be in my feminine and nurture my feminine energies as easily as it has been to be in the masculine. So for example, you know, if a nanny, take care of my kids, and I'm gonna take, you know, 2 hours right now and go do work, or 5 hours and I'm gonna do work, or, you know, 5 days and go give a retreat. And it's like, all right, this is what I'm doing. But 20 minutes to take out and do a sauna or a meditation, or hey, you know, watch my kids and get unplugged from everybody and go do something that's purely to nurture the feminine, always brought up guilt. I would choose it anyway and get more used to that, but I would begin to realize as I was willing to create more, asking to create more in my life and willing to choose the feminine more guilt came up. And so I finally began to see this, like, oh, I know on many levels that this is what's going to create more for me, to actually take an hour and just be in stillness and meditate and unplug from everyone. And I'm willing to let go of everything I've made this mean, where it's meaningless or wrong or unnecessary. I think that's where most women go with it. Well, it's not necessary, so I'm gonna cut that out. I gotta do this and I gotta do that. And when I get to it, or when I have extra time, or when I have extra money, then I'll do this superfluous thing. But because it's in the unseen, we don't really learn to value it the way it really is. It's like the most valuable thing. So I realized that as I was asking for more joy and lightness and juiciness and abundance, this was my go-to. This is the place where it was going to come from. Not doing more in the masculine, or like, oh, I'm going to create a new program, make more money, do more, blah, blah, blah. It was going to come from deepening into the feminine 100%. And so that allowed me to be much more committed and not doubt it or question it. Isabel says, my feminine needs me more. Okay. Jen, yes, the making it happen, always goals and achievement. Amy says, there was a huge release during the exercise for me. So many tears, and I definitely didn't expect that. It feels like the feminine energy is trying so hard to speak to the masculine energy. And the masculine energy feels like it needs to maintain control. Beautiful. And so being present to that will allow it to transmute, or just having compassion for that and like what it, you know, resonates for you, what you feel. And you may begin to see things in your external life that mirror that. And you're like, oh, this is not this big problem I've been having. This is just a reflection of what's been trying to get my attention. Melanie says, the light shower. I've been practicing being more in my feminine for a couple of months. Now it's made a huge difference in my healing. And I've experienced more sense of calmness and relaxation than ever before. Just trusting that life has my back. And I'm gonna read the rest of that comment later, but that's beautiful. She said, I've been living mostly in my masculine, doing, achieving, being productive, certainly not sitting around feeling my feelings. And so the biggest invitation I wanna say here is how much it will create when we're willing to sit in the stillness, to feel what we feel, to be where we are. And I'm gonna tell you, everything in your system, the culture we've been in, is gonna go against that. Like, no, I can't do that. Or yeah, I'll do that later. Not realizing that when we choose to do it, our life can reflect more stillness, more flow, more ease, more abundance, more everything working out on my behalf, more life is here to serve me and contribute to me. And all it requires is that I commit to entering stillness and letting go. Hugely powerful. A lot of people will come to me for healing and they'll say, but I can't stop because I'm gonna, you know, what if I die, or what if I get worse, or it feels really wrong. And so nothing good is gonna get created from you taking any more action in fear. So there's really only one place to go, because it will create more awareness and wisdom. So it guides inspired action. Not that you get out of action. It's 20 minutes, not 20 years of being in complete stillness. Like, your life is a blend of these energies, and it will really lend to what you're doing. Jimbo says, that was great. I feel like I'm in good balance. Go Zen. Hi from Quebec. I was abused in my childhood and then over-masculinized myself with excessive sports, hiking in the Adirondacks longer and longer. At the same time, as a rescuer and provider in my relationship with women who are abused as well. So my being in my feminine side of that pattern. Thanks for the awareness of bringing all together our masculine and feminine sides. Not easy, because my victim side is like my feminine side, which is the perverse side of my inner wound. The feminine can often, there's this layer that can go on it of, it can feel weak. Okay, a lot of people have that. It's almost like it just meshed in, absorbed into the feminine energy. I'm weak, because it's receptive, because it's the, you know, the receiving and the unseen. We've had all this wrongness on it. So it's like, no, I'm not going to be that weak one. I'm going to be strong. Or no, that's the wrongness or the victim. So I'm like taking everybody's energy on, but I never really am who I am. So clearing all of that is so, so powerful. We'll go much deeper into this in the Mind Your Body course. If you do join us live, it's at drkimd.com/MYB. Jackie says, how do the cyclic energies move in the feminine body during menopause? Perimenopause seems like such a huge change and mystery. Yeah, the feminine is definitely the mystery. And the more you're willing to be in that space, the more of fluidity you will have through perimenopause, menopause, all of the changes, because your body is constantly changing and life is constantly changing. And so our resilience and welcoming of change is what lets that be much, much smoother. Tivi says, if I release my pain or fear, my life would probably be happier. I don't want to do that, because it would mean I'll probably be happier. Talkative to people. I don't want to improve because I'm angry at everything and everyone. Beautiful. So sit with that, with compassion, not making it wrong. Like, yes, you're entitled to this anger, because the part of you that's angry just needs to be heard. It just needs to be held, doesn't need to be healed. And so if you can just hold that part in compassion, the energy expresses, it moves, and you're no longer holding it. All right, Tiffany, beautiful Tiffany. That was beautiful, thank you. I've never had the birds and bees talk, and I never had the period talk. Had to figure it out on my own. Couple that with LDS religious upbringing, and you have a recipe for shame, guilt, and powerlessness. Consciously, I know better, but sometimes I feel driven by the old submissive programming. Beautiful, and this is why like bringing it to consciousness and clearing these patterns out is so helpful. Periods are balanced and good now, no symptoms. However, sexuality wants to hide, having recently realized all the old religious programming. How do I let this go? So there may be conclusions you've made, and as you do this harmonization, you can just let that feminine be seen and then bring the light through to release all the ideas and conclusions and beliefs that have been held. But also the bigger part is bringing in the light of compassion for all the traumas and hurts and shames that were put on this aspect of you. So it's the receptive, like receiving compassion in your pain, or the other person that talked about the feminine feels like the victim, really receiving, I'm being seen, being honored, being loved and cherished in your pain. So that, you know, that it's released once you receive what you need, but it's not like, oh, release the shame, release the shame. That's not the process. So like letting this aspect of you receive, I love, honor, and embrace you for everything you are. I see your pain. I see where you've felt ashamed or wrong. There's a beautiful partner exercise we'll definitely do in the MYB program to assist with releasing this even more fully. But that will be a start, because it's all going to be right there. It's in the energy. So that'll be a huge for you to just begin to let this melt away, is letting this part of you receive the love and compassion, because you were really, really, it hurt you. It's like there's trauma there of like the wrongness that was put on to all of your nature, your innate, beautiful nature. And so letting that complete. Hold on, Isabella, I've been busy, 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 depleted, always more stressed, and now I have MS. Okay, so MS is not, it's not uncommon, or any autoimmune disease is, it's not uncommon that there's been a huge suppression of the feminine, the receptivity, the receiving, like being a receiver. I receive all the love and abundance that's here for me. It's like that's been blocked and the system gets overrun in a particular way, multiple sclerosis, where the nerves, the myelin sheaths of the nerves, not as healthy, like the nerves don't conduct and don't work the way they should. And it can affect like so many different areas in the body, but it is typically autoimmune. And there are major ways that that can be halted and reversed as well. When you come into a different frequency, your body has amazing ability to repair. And I have seen this personally with people I've worked with privately. Katie, so I need to make peace with all the symptoms. Well, yeah, and be willing to let them be as they are and feel them and let the sensations move through instead of making the sensations wrong or trying to fix them or this is a bad thing and going into fear. Like let yourself sense what you're actually sensing so the energy can release. And when you're no longer carrying that energy, you can have a lot of insight into things that may be really beneficial for your body. All right, so there's that process that we've done. If you're like just tuning in now, you can listen to the recording of this and use that process. It's part of a sequence I learned a long time ago from a woman named Nancy Risley, who works with like polarity therapy, raising your sublime energies, RYSE. And she taught, you know, this way of bringing light through the body, through the energy chakras, expanding the light beyond you to the aura, your auric field, moving the light up through your inner channels. There's the Ida and Pingala, if you're familiar with energy work or yoga, just moving that light back up, letting it spiral down around you, an air pattern, like harmonizing your frequency. And then this masculine and feminine piece, which, you know, there's like a lot more you can do on that, but that is always just a beautiful little exercise to like bring that feminine out, be willing to see her as she is, and like take in that awareness, let the light come through to clear and cleanse, honoring the cycles of creation, honoring the cyclic nature, a cycle of change, honoring all that is feminine and receptive, and letting that feminine aspect shine in the highest aspect that's available to you. And you bring that back into the space where that resides. Bring out the masculine. See that masculine aspect exactly as it is. That's awareness for you. Allow that to clear and cleanse. Bring in the highest level of light available to you. And then witnessing this ability. I choose to trust my intuition and act upon it and live my life based on what I truly know. And then the second piece is I'm willing to be strength in all the ways that are most important and essential to me. Physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength, all the different aspects. I'm willing to be in that strength, bringing light to anchor that in. And then bringing out the feminine aspect, melding and marrying them together, allowing a harmonic union of these aspects of self. They're not really separate. We just experience them differently, and allowing that to be in harmony, and then bring that back into you, to the area where that resides. That's a beautiful way. And just a lot of the information that I shared about, you know, how this affects our health and what that programming really, really is. We have a lot of exciting things coming forward. I would love you to join me in the Mind Your Body program. That'll start in just a few weeks. We'll be announcing it more formally on email, but it's at drkimd.com/MYB if that speaks to you and you'd like to participate live. All right, Stephanie said that was a beautiful exercise. I'll be doing this again for sure. All right, everyone, I love you. I'm excited to hear what you, you know, even people listening to the recording, what your experience was through this time together. And I look forward to connecting more fully in the future. I'll be here every I'll be every week live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Mountain. We're in the Mind Body community in Facebook. It's a free group for anyone who wants to join and be here live with us, ask questions, share comments. And we'll also be posting this to YouTube, so certainly subscribe on YouTube. Love being there on YouTube. And you can hit the bell if you want to be alerted when I do go live in YouTube or when I post a new video. All right, everyone, so much love and light. And for your ascension and for your awakening. And compassion is the key. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.